Chapter 24. The Earth Environment Template. Question. If we don't share one big common hologram, how can you and I go out at night and see the same stars, or watch the same movie, or see the same people? How could someone else agree with me so much on what we call reality unless we were actually seeing the same thing? Answer. The answer to that depends on how you view other people in your holograms, based on what we discussed in the last chapter. If you take the position that the someone else in your hologram agreeing with you was created by your own infinite eye and has no existence as an independent player on its own, then what Dr. Andrew Newberg said is very pertinent. When I cross-reference with somebody, they're part of my reality. If I hear someone agreeing with what I think is going on out there, it still has to do with what I am perceiving. In other words, cross-referencing, when someone in your hologram agrees with you about the reality you are perceiving, is totally useless as proof that the two of you are seeing the same thing. Therefore, it doesn't matter whether they see the same stars or movie or people you do, since they're nothing more than part of the hologram created by your infinite eye. But let's say you've decided other people in your hologram are players in their own right, with their own self-consciousness, who have agreed to play a part in your holographic experience. Now the discussion gets interesting. The first problem is that what you and any other person in your hologram see is most likely not the same thing, and there is no way to prove they are the same. We think, when we see the color blue, for example, someone else is seeing the exact same color. But how do you know that? My ex-wife and I would have interesting debates on whether a particular house was painted off-white or pale yellow. She always won, by the way. This wasn't just because we disagreed on the color, but at a more basic level, we were actually seeing two slightly different colors. However, let's face it, most players seem to be able to agree for the most part on most things, like the stars or the movies or the people we see, right? So how can that be? My guess is that there is a template in the field for the Earth environment. So when an infinite eye wants to create a normal holographic experience for its player, it doesn't have to create the Earth, the stars, the sun and moon, this book, or the rest of the universe from scratch every time. It simply uses the template for the basis of the hologram, and then adds whatever unique touches it wants for each situation for its player. It only makes sense to do it this way, so players can focus on their unique experiences and not have to deal with or spend much time arguing about whose reality is real. As noted, there are players whose infinite eyes do not use this normal template, and we consider them to be crazy. But it's just further proof we're dealing with individual holographic universes, not a common one, and it's entirely possible for an infinite eye to choose whatever reality it wants for its player. This Earth environment template is a lot like the software program in sophisticated video games. The background is basically the same for all players. But there is a wide variety of experiences an individual player can have using that same background. You could also say it's like using one stage set and props in a movie or play, but the different characters all have different experiences within it. If that kind of unique and individual experience is possible using the same template, why create a new one each time? Or this might make more sense. When you apply for a job, you go into your computer's text writing program and choose a template to write a resume. You add your own personal information to that template to create a unique and individual resume for yourself, but otherwise your finished product looks just like anyone else's who used the same template. So here's how it apparently works. An infinite eye wants to have an experience in the physical universe on Earth. It obviously cannot come here itself. An infinite being could not come into a finite world. So it elects to create a player to represent it. It goes to the field and chooses specific wave frequencies to create that player, and this unique group of wave frequencies in the field are tagged and used as a template for that player. Then the infinite eye decides to create an experience in the physical universe for its player. If it wants to create a so-called normal experience, it will grab the Earth environment template from the field, which includes all the things we generally agree on, like the position of the stars and planets, the location of New York City, the color purple, what broccoli looks like, and so forth. This will allow its player not to spend all its time arguing with other players about what a circle is, but be able to focus instead on the core experience the Infinite Eye wants. On the other hand, maybe the core experience the Infinite Eye wants is to explore differences of opinion, and therefore it might make slight modifications in this normal Earth environment template, or even major modifications that would result in significant disagreements with other players about reality. The point is that when an Infinite Eye wants to create an experience for its player in the human game, it doesn't have to create the sun and the stars and the moon and spaghetti each time. The template is already there, available for all Infinite Eyes to use as they see fit, which is why the template can look almost the same to many players. The current buzzword for template is matrix. And, just to be clear, there is no evil matrix or sacred matrix, as some have suggested, but only one matrix that is totally neutral.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The matrix?
Do you want to know what it is? The matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work,
when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.